Adams, Adamly, Adamowski, Bueller, Burns, Burns, Burns. Joe, where are you going with that mic in your hand?
It's time for school. Rock School. With your hosts, Dr. Joe Burns.
To be able to come home and shut the machine off.
Right.
Shut off their phone, their laptop, their what have you. I don't believe that. I think the genie's out of the bottle. And I think that the world wants to change for the machine.
Class is in.
This is the Rock School Radio Show, the Rock School Radio Network. I'm Joe Burns. You are?
Tammy Burns.
I know you personally. You actually live in the same house with me.
Shut up. Shut up.
This here radio show and podcast is being brought to you in part by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, the CPB, and we thank them. This topic is kind of near and dear to me because I've had my life threatened a few times online. I have had people tell me that awful sexual things should happen to my family and my mother. I have been told I should die. I have been called absolutely horrendous names by people online. And I don't know why I haven't left it. Facebook is, to me, usually friendly, but we're starting to get into a political season. And thanks to my heart attack, I'm just kind of thinking I can't have all the screaming. So I just don't feel like doing it. So I'll make funny things, but I'll stay away from that political third rail. If you remember last time, I was right in the thick of it.
Oh, yeah. You were eating it up.
And people told me just horrible things. They knew nothing about me. I made a post that went viral, and when I say viral, it got shared something like 1,300 times on Facebook. It was huge. All I said was that a king cake should not have filling in it. I liked king cakes without the Bavarian cream or the jelly or all that kind of stuff.
Right.
And it went crazy. What scared me was not that people disagreed with me. What scared me is a person posted where I came from, my childhood address. I had no idea who the guy was. And he was starting to call me all these names that I was a traitor to the South and all of that. And whoa.
Slow down, mister.
Yeah, I deleted the original post and that deleted everything else. Why am I telling you this? Ariana Grande has gone on and asked her fans to stop sending nasty messages and death threats to people in her life.
Oh my gosh.
But why? She just released a new album called Eternal Sunshine, and she made a big point of telling people that it's autobiographical. It is about her life. It is about her foibles, her mistakes, her relationships, what have you. Great. It's a, you know you best. And if that helps you write great songs, good for you. Except what happened was people began interpreting the songs and making decisions about who the songs were about. And when they made that decision, they then, they became the Bayhive. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
The people who would protect, online at least.
Beyonce.
Would protect Beyonce at any cost. Well, apparently there are Ariana Grande people doing this as well. And they are sending just horrible messages. I mean,
wow.
When we get into the two breaks, I actually lecture on this as a professor. The idea of why do people act the way they do. And I have some theories about why it works and all that. But it never ends with, hey, you're a bad guy. It always then must be trumped. You're a bad guy. Well, you're a bad guy and you should die. And then you're a bad guy, you should catch cancer, then die.
Oh.
You're a bad guy. That's what it does. It ramps and it ramps and it ramps.
Wow.
Well, Arianda put up a post that said, I just wanted to say anyone that is sending hateful messages to the people in my life based on your interpretation of this album is not supporting me in absolutely and doing the polar opposite of what I would ever encourage, and is also entirely misinterpreting the intention behind the music. I ask that you please do not. It is not how to support me. It is the opposite. What people are really grabbing onto is she was married to a guy named Dalton Gomez and quit the marriage, divorce, and then began a new relation with Wicked co-star Ethan Slater. She's in a movie version of the Broadway play Wicked. And people have decided that this guy, Dalton, must be who she's talking about. But it's not even Dalton. It's Dalton's family. It's Dalton's parents. The internet is scary. So what we're going to talk about today is musicians, the internet, and a lot of people who have given up and walked away from social media. I can't. The old disc jockey in me has to have a place to post a joke when it comes into my brain.
Right.
If I just do that, I'm safe, uh-huh. I think. But then, you know, Trump or Biden will do something, and because I'm a professor and I teach the ethics classes, I've got to put it up and say, hey, here's another ethical thing, and boom, I got to stop doing that. So that's what we're going to talk about today. Yeah?
Yeah.
Here's Ariana Grande from her new album on Rock School. Statement while Ariana was singing to us. What did you say?
I said, it doesn't matter how bad it gets, she can't walk away.
It's part of her promotion, am I right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the thing, and that comes up a lot, and that's what I found. There is a website called Audio Issues, and a guy named Caleb Murphy suggests you should leave social media for the sake of your own music. Now, I've got this guy who says, go away. And I've got another person who says, stay there. Just look at it differently. Let's start with this guy, Caleb Murphy. He says, social media has little effect on your music's popularity. It does promote, but does it promote to the right people? How much more creative could you be if you weren't attending to your social media? I get that. I really do. But as a local group, remember, I'm no longer doing that standing gig.
Mm-hmm.
It got cold and nobody wanted to sit out on the porch
right.
and listen to me play. Well, it's getting warm again and more than likely it'll start back up. But I would promote it on social media.
Yeah.
And I had people come because they said, oh, I saw that you're playing here tonight. Quote, it's not harmless fun. This is also Caleb Murphy. It gets nasty quickly and could change your musical vision if you start listening to it. That, to me, is a major selling point.
Mm-hmm.
Who do you start playing to? The people who are telling you you stink or the people who are coming and talking to you? When I worked radio, I don't know why, but there's this belief system that we should play every single request that comes in. Absolutely not. You're trying to garner an audience. So if somebody calls, and let's say you're a classic rock radio station, somebody calls up and says, I want to hear Vivaldi, you might be able to get away with it, but it's not in your genre.
Right.
You know, or he calls up and I says, I want to hear classic Loretta Lynn country.
No.
That's not in our wheelhouse.
Yep.
But somebody asked for it. You have to serve your audience. No, I don't if it's going to hurt me. So if I'm a musician and I put stuff out there and I'm told this is absolutely awful, you know, I'll relook at it. But what I want to know is, what are your qualifications for telling me it's awful? Well, I don't like it. Well, I'm sorry. What can I tell you? It says here again from Caleb, life without social media will be productive and peaceful. Yeah, but you got to still promote yourself.
Yeah,
you know?
But maybe he's talking about somebody paying for somebody to take care of your social media so you don't have to look at it.
Well, yes, but
right?
How many people have such a thing? you know, tonight, it's Saturday night, we're recording this show, and how many people with guitars are going to be at bars around the place? Mm-hmm. Just here in this little town, 30, mm-hmm. 30 different people playing.
Right.
You got to get people to come out to that. And furthermore, if you're doing that, it's probably a second side hustle. But where do you get the money to then pay?
Well, not you don't, but she can. We're talking about somebody who has tons of money.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
She can put some space between her and social everything, right?
Yeah, I agree. I'm trying to remember who the person was. His specific thing was, I pay somebody to do this. Mm-hmm. I don't do anything. Now, I might say something, and the person will say to me, well, that's a good thing you could post, but
right.
Then I want to see the post. But you don't even think about it. Mm-hmm. I made a post one time. It wasn't a post. When I used to do a website called HTML Goodies, I wrote a newsletter. It had like 350,000 people that were subscribed. Did they all read it? I doubt it. But I used the word fewer instead of lesser,
mm-hmm.
or lesser instead of fewer.
Right.
And a guy called, you and I were trying to have a kid at the time and failing miserably. That's why our children are adopted. And I don't know, I guess I trusted my audience and I said, you know, my wife and I are trying but having no luck. This guy wrote to me and said something like, Dear Dr. Burns, if you are a doctor, you should know that it's lesser instead of fewer and thank God you and your wife can't have children.
Right.
Your genetics should not go forward. What the H, man?
He was so right, though.
I agree.
He was saying, you know what? He knew what he was talking about.
I'm afraid I'm going to have to go with you on that one, friend. Look, I got a whole long list of people who quit social media, and that's what we'll use to make our playlist. Michael Stipe of REM said, quote, it just wasn't worth my time. I don't care. I don't want to debate. I dislike being tracked and followed. Everybody, have a good time, but I won't be there.
Nice.
Michael Stipe, REM on Rock School.
That's great. It starts with an earthquake, birds and snakes and aeroplanes.
Okay, coming out of REM. Now, wait a minute. You can't just walk away. Or, so says Justine Hannigan on staygrounded.online, she said, don't look at social media like they're your friends. I know what it says. They're your friends. Don't look at them that way. She said, if you're going to use social media, make it part of your job. It's work. Make it part of your job. Don't let it take away from doing your scales and practicing. These are not your friends. This is not your social time. It is a tool to be used. I agree with that completely. Absolutely. It says here, delete bad people and accounts you don't feel are helping you in any way. Would you let bad people into your brick and mortar business?
No.
Good. Kick them out. Some people would say, but you're going to create this echo chamber that tells you you're great. You know what? It's probably better than somebody telling you that you use the word lesser or fewer and blah, blah, blah.
Because that's the only one that you're going to remember.
It is. It is. Use social media to send fans something less toxic. Maybe try Substack. Worry far less about likes and far more about content. Don't put it out. If you put it out and people are cruel, that's your problem. And for the love of goodness, she says, don't respond. That's what the bully wants.
And is it a bully or is it just a bot? being a bully.
It could be a bot, but usually the people who are attacking back at you, bots at this point, AI is AI, bots are creating links and things that become clickbait. That's what they're doing. They're not specific enough yet to come in and talk to you specifically and tell you you stink. Because how is that profitable? But the links become profitable. Anna Heimkreiter at thewonderawaits.com says, do not make social media your full-time job that you're not paid for. Be brutally honest. It's the time you spend on social media. Is it paying off for you in any way? If not, drop it. Be very careful posting any art or music on social media. Why? Because you give up ownership. You do.
Wow.
I ask my students all the time, did you read the terms of agreement? No. But I posted that thing that said I do not give Facebook the right to dig. Oh, come on. Come on. When you signed up for the app, you told them they could use your art.
Mm-hmm.
You told them they could use your music.
Yep.
Joe, did you post it? Yeah, because I understand it and I'm willing to let them do it. Anything that might help a little bit. If not, what are you going to do? We need to play something from somebody who left the social media world. Miley Cyrus, her Twitter and Instagram profiles are currently blacked out. She's also deleted the entire feed. Why? She hasn't said, but fans online have speculated. She's taking time off to record new music and does not need that headspace in there.
Maybe she's having a baby.
Maybe. Absolutely. But see, that would be something you would go social media crazy on.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Eliza Schlesinger is a comedian that I really like.
Yep.
She just had her second child. It was chronicled. Here you go. Here's Miley Cyrus on Rock School.
We were good. We were gold. Kind of dream that can't be said. Yeah, I can love me better than you can.
Coming into the first break, let me tell you some research, at least the research I have found and a colleague of mine from the school, Claire. Why do we do this? Why are we awful to each other? I don't know that there's a name for it, but she refers people to the idea of, if you're driving in your car and somebody does something stupid, do you yell at that person? And people will say, of course I've yelled at that people. Well, you're not yelling at the person. You're yelling at the car. You don't see the car as a human being.
Right.
Yeah, you know there's somebody in there, but you would never look that human being in the eye and say those things.
No.
To which some of my students go, I'd say it to him. Really? I don't believe it. But that's fine. I do fully believe that's a lot of the problem here. This whole stupid thing about Princess Kate having a picture taken of her family, and she did the littlest of Photoshop, and every Instagram dingbat who uses 10 filters on their own pictures is giving her heck for it?
I know.
Come on. I think there is an underlying bullying aspect to it. It is safe bullying. The problem with the internet is it's written down. It is bar talk that gets written down. The two guys that sit there and go, that football player stinks. He stinks. He stinks. Then the football player walks in. Oh, can I have your autograph? Can I have your autograph? The thing about social media is all those statements you made previous still exist. And that's a little bit of a concern. It says here from Medium.com, people do this because they have a deep need for attention. Bad is just as strong as good. The person who's posting probably has inadequacies in their own lives. One of the things I got to talk to students about in the world of communication is you have to be a creative person to be in this field. This show that I'm doing, I'm going to put it out and people will tell me that I'm stupid. There's no two ways about it. But how do you, as a person, get past that, hear that attack upon you, and then come back and do it again?
Right.
What I tell the students is, let's say you create something in Photoshop and someone says, that's not very good. You create a song and a person said, that's not very good. I tell them more than likely, and I'm willing to bet on this, that the reason the person is saying that is because they wish they could do it. A person who really can do it will say, okay, I see what you tried to do there. You see this little line here? Let me show you how to get rid of that. That's a critique.
Mm-hmm.
The other person is just naysaying. Remember, Robin Williams made the statement, everyone is fighting a battle you know nothing about. Be kind.
Right.
But that is really difficult because as a professor, we deal with a site called Rate, My Professor. By the way, go ahead. Go look at it. It's out there for the world to see. It's called Rate, R-A-T-E, Rate My Professor. My name is Joe Burns. I'm at Southeastern Louisiana University. Go look. Doesn't bother me. I got some good stuff, but I also have some really bad stuff. And I just wonder, what did I do to you? What did I do to you? One guy actually gave me heck because I hold all my classes. Don't take him. You're going to be expected to be there every day.
They're going to get what they paid for? Really?
Really?
You want that?
Really? Still, to this day, my favorite is the guy who called me arrogant, but misspelled arrogant.
Well, it's true.
I think it was like arrogant.
Well, you're that too.
Yeah. Is it arrogant of me to point out that you don't know how to spell on a machine that will do the spelling for you? That was awful of me. Okay, who's listening to us?
KCMJ, Colorado Springs, Colorado.
Beautiful. Back in a minute here on Rock School. Out of the break, you know who Millie Bobby Brown is? She is the bald woman in Stranger Things.
Yeah. Yep.
She had to delete her social media because somebody turned her into a meme that had homophobic comments on it. And once one person did it, kablooey, the rest of them did.
Oh my gosh.
And you know, you just want to find these people and say, what's wrong with you? What did you do there? And you know what would happen is, well, it's my First Amendment. It's my this, it's my that. And by the way, the First Amendment does not follow you to social media. That's how you're able to be banned and all of that. You know, read the First Amendment. You're going to find social media doesn't appear in there. Lizzo got rid of hers. She said she was leaving Twitter because too many trolls. I agree.
Mm-hmm.
I agree.
Yep.
So many haters on the platform. You know, it's probably a lot of fat jokes. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Which only leads me to believe it's 12-year-old boys or it's other people who are dealing with the same thing that just can't stand to see a human being happy.
Right.
I don't understand it.
Success.
You know, absolutely. Ed Sheeran, he's taking a break. And what he did is he wrote on Instagram, I'm taking a break from my phone, emails, and all social media for a while. I've had an amazing ride over the last 5 years. I find myself seeing the world on a screen and not my eyes, so I'm walking away.
Love it.
There you go. So there you go. It's Ed Sheeran here in Rock School.
Break it down, thinking of making a new sound, playing a different show every night in front of a new crowd. Me, man, I don't need you. You need me, man, I don't need you. That's all you need me, man, I don't need you. 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 That's all you need me, man, I don't need you.
All right, welcome to the bottom of the hour. My name is Joe Burns. You are?
Tammy Burns.
You made the statement while the last song was playing that people are going to have to go through therapy to be able to come home and shut the machine off,
right.
Shut up their phone, their laptop, their what have you. I don't believe that. I think the genie's out of the bottle, and I think that the world wants to change for the machine, not the machine changing for the world. And the reason I say that is I just look at my own business, the idea of higher education.
Mm-hmm.
Does anybody actually sit in a classroom for a master's degree anymore? Or is every master's degree online? And yes, I know there are places out there that have people in good, but all of ours have gone online.
Why do y'all have classrooms?
Because of undergrads and what we teach. But there's undergraduate classes that are online as well. It misses the socialization, but that's my point. I don't think the phones are going to change to the world. I think the world is going to change to the phones.
Right.
And something, I don't know what, has to collapse. Something giant has to happen.
Maybe the internet has to go down.
Well, it probably will. It probably will. Hey, let's do 7 days in 70 seconds. Here be the dates. April 1st, which, by the way, is my lovely wife's birthday.
Ow!
She's 106.
Ooh.
All the way through April 7th. You got Monday birthday, girl. Go.
April 1, 1996. MC Hammer files for bankruptcy.
April 2nd, 2006. Gnarl Barkley's Crazy becomes the first song to hit number one solely due to downloads.
April 3rd, 1959, British school band the song Charlie Brown by the Coasters. It's lifted 2 weeks later.
It's because of the phrase spitball.
Really?
Because of the phrase
I
spitball.
I had no idea.
April 4th, 1964, Beatles hold the top five spots on the Billboard Hot 100. The closest anyone has come is three. Ariana Grande did it with her own songs. And Barry Gibb did it as the songwriter of the top three songs.
April 5, 1985, thousands of radio stations all play We Are the World right at 10:50 a.m. to raise money and awareness for hunger in Africa.
I did it.
Your station did it?
Oh, absolutely. April 6, 1971, Russian composer Igor Stravinsky dies, 88, in New York. And April 9, 1999, Shania Twain becomes the first female artist with back-to-back diamond albums, Come On Over, and The Woman in Me. And that wraps up 7 days in 70 seconds. Toni Braxton, Sarah Bareilles, Jack White all gave up their Twitter in response to Elon Musk's recent acquisition of the media platform. Well, now it's X, and I just remember when that happened. People were just proclaiming, I'm leaving because of this, I'm leaving because of this. And what I thought was that was the virtue signal. I'm leaving, and everyone wanted to applaud. Let's see if they're back.
Right,
you know?
Right.
If it was the incident that made you leave and you're staying off it, that's one thing. But I think it was a virtue signal. They wanted the applause. I teach a class called Persuasion. And one of the easiest way to persuade a human being is to make them part of a group. The way we say it is humans want to be pack animals.
Mm-hmm.
We want to be with everybody else. So what you do is you create a group and you tell somebody how wonderful they are by being part of the group. Well, what does the group do? The group hates all these people.
Uh-huh.
And you say, no one's going to fall for that, except they do.
Wow.
Except they do.
That's scary.
Yeah, there you go. Here's Jack White here in Rock School. Coming into the second break, once again, let's look at some research into why people do this. The concern becomes people reading poor comments. You probably remember this when it occurred to me when I was doing the HTML Goodies website, when it occurred to me that I received both nasty comments and nice comments, I immediately set up a folder in my This is how old I am in my Eudora mail client. Anyway, I set up a couple folders where I put nice comments in one of them. I put nasty comments in the other one.
Right.
The nice comments were always like, thanks a lot. You're great.
Mm-hmm.
Attaboy. Way to go. gorgeous stuff. Blah, 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 blah. That was it. Real quick. Hey, that was great. Little fist bump, pat in the back, done.
Right.
The nasty comments were always well thought out, grammatically beautiful. I just got this mental picture of this guy walking in a circle, chewing on his thumb, and he's like, oh, the and is grammatically correct, but the or has so much more punch and rhythm to it. And really? What do you care? There's a thing on, I guess, social media where it shows a guy at his typewriter and said, this is Bob. Bob ran into something on social media he disagrees with and it offends him. Bob simply decided to keep scrolling. Be like Bob. Yeah, so there's an old statement we say to kids all the time, sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never hurt me. That's a lie. That's a flat out lie.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. I have been in more fights. I don't know why. I must have a punchable face. I was a wrestler for years and years. I have been socked in the face more times than I wish to remember. None of them are ingrained in my brain or as hurtful as some of the things girlfriends have said to me.
Really?
Absolutely.
Wow.
And you know some of the things that were said. Here are some other research pieces. There are no checks and balances in real life. That whole thing about, well, if you do bad, karma will come get you. No, it won't. No, it won't.
Nowhere to be found.
There is such a thing as online disinhibition effect, meaning you're a really nice person until you get online.
Wow.
And then just the other day, I was watching something where somebody posted something online and it was innocuous. And immediately it came back. You are a, okay, let's use the words, Nazi, fascist, racist, homophobe, bigot. After a while, you know, it's like cursing in a...
What's that term again?
Quentin Tarantino, what? Fascist and Nazi?
No. The term for the person who gets on the internet and they become nasty.
Oh, online disinhibition effect.
Okay.
Yeah.
So everything is let loose and,
sure,
and they just let everything down and because you can't get them or see them.
Right. There's also something called dehumanization. It's part of comedy. You know, you're watching a comedy and some guy gets hit in the head with a brick and he goes, ooh, and birds fly around his head. That's funny.
Right.
Because the guy was dehumanized. He's a joke. He's not a human being. You hit a real person in the head with a brick.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, we got a skull fracture and we got to go to the hospital. Mm-hmm. That's dehumanization. And once you dehumanize who you're talking to, you can say anything to it. Because you can walk out and yell obscenities at a tree and the tree won't do anything because it's not human. There is also, and I mentioned this in, I think, the last break, the mob mentality. In terms of persuasion, one of the greatest ways, and just simply watch this, folks, during this presidential election. People will all, of the same ilk, will all believe the same thing because it's good. This is what the group thinks, so I think this. And anything that gets in my way that disallows me to believe that, fingers in the ears, la, 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 la. And people who don't agree with that kind of shake their heads and go, how in the world can you believe that? But they have their own series of beliefs.
Right.
It allows them to be in a group. It allows them to be on a team, which is why anymore politics is reported on like sports. Not only did my team win, but your team had to get nailed. I have to own the libs. I have to own the what have you. It's dumb.
Wow.
And also giving a poor comment receives a dopamine hit. There's a lot of research into people. You ever heard that old phrase, hurt people, hurt people?
Oh, always.
There's a lot of research into the idea of a person who's bullied, who can hide behind a keyboard, will bully to get it out. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, you know.
Dang.
What are you going to do? Yeah, when you get into the research, it becomes, oh dear. Go ahead. What do we got?
Radio Universidad, Salamanca, Spain.
Salamanca, Spain. I want to go one day.
No bullying there.
And I will go there one day. Back in a minute here on Rock School. We'll be right back. Okay, coming into the last break, usually we have an additional break in here, but we've just been yakety-yakking. Let me tell you just the last that I have on these pieces of paper. Pete Davidson left in 2018, meaning left the online stuff, and it had to do with Ariana Grande. It said here, Davidson deleted his Instagram account and stated the internet is an evil place. I guess it can be. I guess
it can be. Oh, goodness, yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez left Facebook, which was really weird because she was one of the first really successful people to use social media to get elected. It's one of the reasons people kind of made fun of her because she was a bartender. So what?
Right.
I clean toilets in a Burger King. What's the matter with you? And there's a video where she's dancing and all that. She was in college.
Mm-hmm.
What are you doing? But that's the kind of stuff that gets dredged up. Remember when Kevin Hart,
mm-hmm.
he was asked to host, I think it was the Oscars, and people started looking 13 years back, and he said something stupid by today's standards. And he said, I apologized. I'm not apologizing again.
Yep.
Forget it. He walked away, which I thought was the good answer. Selena Gomez, she decided she doesn't want to do it. She said, I sort of freaked out looking at all the stuff. It became consuming to me. I woke up to it. I went to sleep to it. I was an addict. And I would always go to bed and wake up feeling like poopy when I looked at Instagram. So she said, I'm going to live under the radar.
Good.
I agree. Lorde did it because she said my brain wasn't working well anymore. She said she released her album Solar Power is horribly difficult, one of the hardest things I've ever done. It was indeed an addiction, but stopping it was like stopping eating sugar for me. There was a lot of good things that came out of it. And the one we're going to play, Coldplay. Coldplay got rid of Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. They're still there, but it's noticeable the band has not posted anything since November 2017 with their Head Full of Dreams tour. When that was over, they simply wrote, God bless you all. Be kind to each other. We're all in this together. We're one big band. Everything is possible if you never give up and you believe in love. You know, that's so sugary sweet and all that kind of stuff, but I can understand it. How much more do you need to verbally punch me? What is concerning is that people do get hurt off of this stuff. I just remember during, I think it was the Trump, Hillary Clinton election, a guy showed up to a pizza place in Washington, D.C. because somebody had made the statement, I think it was Q, had made the statement that they were trafficking children in the basement of this pizza place.
Right.
He went in with a rifle.
Yep.
And the people who own the pizza place said, there's no basement.
Right.
You're on the ground floor. And the cops had to come and walk them away. And there was no basement. You know, it amazes me because somebody believes a certain way, they feel empowered to be a certain way. The people who are climate change activists who believe they are on the right side of history, to quote President Obama, they can go in and destroy a piece of art and glue themselves to the wall because they need to raise awareness. And they completely give themselves a pass on the horrificness of it because their cause is greater than that piece of art. And that bothers me. At what point in time is what's online more important than your existence in the world?
Right.
That's why you said to me, well, they're going to have to get rid of that. I don't think that. I think the world is changing for the screens, not the screens changing for the world.
Mm.
Yep. I have said this 1,000 times. You know, when are you going to retire from teaching? Probably not when I want to, just probably when I don't recognize it anymore.
Goodness.
Yeah, that's the thing. So we got to go. And by the way, this is airing on a university radio station.
Yeah, it is.
Lovely. I'm Joe Burns.
I'm Tammy Burns.
All right, done. Class is dismissed.
Let me see it say everything you want to dream away. you make me feel like I'm alive.